Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 64. Full forecast details are coming up. The unemployment rate in Racine hit an all-time low in May, but remained the second highest in the state. Beloit again had the highest jobless rate last month. According to the State Department of Workforce Development, the unemployment rate in Racine was 4.2% last month, down 1.7% from a year ago and 0.4% from April. The rates for all area municipalities fell from April to May, except Oak Creek, where it was unchanged. In Mount Pleasant, the rate was 3.1%, and it was 3% in Caledonia, both down 1% from a year ago. The rate was 3.6% in Kenosha, down 1.3%, and it was 2.7% in Oak Creek, down 0.7% over the year. The jobless rate in Racine County was 3.4% in May, down 1.3% from a year ago, and it was 3.3% in Kenosha County, down 1.2% from a year ago. The Racine Common Council got almost 75 minutes of information about the proposed event center and hotel project on the lakefront from different consultants and staff personnel based on Phase 1 work, but with the so-called go, no-go decision point now listed as being closer to December. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk explained this was a complicated and multifaceted process to be considered, and the initial urgency was tied to the Milwaukee Bucks considering a site for their D-League team, which went to Oshkosh. Environmental attorney Bill Scott said the old We Energy site will support the project and produce a new cap on the environmental monolith that the DNR knows all about.
What the engineers come back with is they believe that this 26-foot thick concrete monolith is going to support this building on what are called shallow spread footings. So we don't excavate deep into the monolith. You excavate very shallow. Frost level is 3 feet, so it's got to go below frost level. So it's something like 5 feet. Below the surface of the ground, you would excavate and you would pour shallow cement footings.
Mayor Dickert again noted if Racine doesn't go after this, Oak Creek or Kenosha will create something similar. June 27th will be another committee of the whole on the all-important financials for the project, followed by a July 6th recommendation. Milwaukee police say a suspect in an abduction that occurred in Milwaukee County and ended with the rape of a woman in Kenosha County has been arrested in Kentucky. According to a statement from Milwaukee police, the 28-year-old man was arrested Tuesday evening near Louisville after law enforcement spotted the pickup truck believed to have been used in the abduction. As an officer attempted to stop the vehicle, the driver ran into a wooded area. The suspect, who was armed with a knife, was arrested after a lengthy search. Police say the man is the one whose composite sketch was released after the abduction. Milwaukee police earlier said two men were involved. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office is working to extradite the suspect from Kentucky. A few hours before that abduction, two women told Kenosha police two men in a pickup truck attempted to abduct them. The descriptions of the men and the truck are similar to those in the Milwaukee case. A man accused of setting fire to his apartment in a Douglas Avenue building while several other people were inside allegedly was upset because he wasn't invited to a cookout. 44-year-old Nolan Williams was charged today with arson and 3 counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. According to court documents, the fire at 1300 Douglas Avenue was reported on June 2nd by another resident of the building. She told investigators she was having a bunch of friends over for a cookout and was in the kitchen when she saw fire coming out of the ductwork. She ran to get everyone out of the building and found the fire was coming from Williams' apartment. She said she believed Williams, who was her son, had been on a drug binge and was angry because he had not been invited to the gathering. Investigators found evidence that gasoline had been used to start the fire. The Burlington Common Council last night unanimously approved Julie Verhagen as the manager of the new community pool that's now in the process of being built. Scott Hoffman with the pool board said they were looking for someone with the ability to handle all the needs of the new facility, and Verhagen fit the bill.
We only had, I believe, 3 or 4 applicants for the job. It's hard finding a part-time job like that. Especially a summertime job if you don't live in the immediate area. And so that reduces your, even though we searched 30 miles out.
The new Burlington community pool and related amenities will be available for the 2018 swimming season. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.